Being a doctor or nurse can be a stressful job. Studies have shown healthcare providers are at risk for post-traumatic stress disorder and other mental health issues. But a Valley doctor is trying to get his colleagues to identify and deal with these kinds of conditions. Dr. Daniel Pacheco is an internist and chief medical officer at Banner Behavioral Hospital. He was previously a mental health therapist.
One of the common things you see in medicine is that the work never ends. So you're doing your shift at work, let's say emergency medicine, do 12 hours or more, depends on the volume, but it keeps coming. It's like the post office. You work up the patient, you see the patients, you clear them out. Well, there's another 10 waiting to come in. And it's a lot of giving of the individual as a physician. You do that, you know, as a special service to serve your fellow man, but the giving never ends. Then you go home and take care of day-to-day stuff. Then you got to come back to work, and still there's a lot of expectations from you. You're always giving. There's a caregiver syndrome that's been documented, and a lot of it is the daily wear and tear on a provider, on a physician, that just continues to build up, and if not dealt with appropriately, can lead to burnout and other issues like that.
Do you tend to see that more in some specialties than others?
Some of the studies, if you look at, have shown that critical care and emergency medicine, which kind of makes sense, trauma, where they see more of the sicker patients that frequently pass away. You do a lot of codes or procedures where you're trying to save, literally save somebody's life. That can be very stressful, very hard, family in the room. You know.
So given what doctors and nurses and other providers do, how do you ameliorate that? I mean, how do you help them?
Well, in my role, what I try to do is, one, bring awareness to it. There's not a lot of, or now there is more, but there's still not a lot out there. 300 to 400 physicians a year kill themselves. That's several medical school classes that are wiped out. But what I'm trying to do is provide the doctors with a education on what can I do, whether it's mindfulness, cognitive behavior therapy, like approaches, exercise. But the real thing is permission, quite honestly. Through our training, we're taught to deal with a lot because you have to. You're expected to always be the champion, the healer, the educator, the evaluator while you are on, and little wiggle room for taking care of yourself. And now I think what you're seeing is a whole shift in medicine, and kind of what I'm hoping to try to do is where the providers learn to take care of themselves. Healing the healers is what I do. I like to name my topic that I do is trying to help providers get to that point.
Is there a mentality among healthcare providers that you should just be able to deal with this?
Oh, yeah. There's that, anyone say superhero thing, but yes, it's actually encouraged.
There's also sort of the old saying that doctors often make the worst patients, that they don't do well when they're not well. Like, they don't acknowledge it. They don't want to go see the doctor. I mean, is there an element of doctors and nurses and other providers just not recognizing that they're suffering from something like this?
Yeah, I think there's a level of either ingrained shame to admitting some weakness, and particularly with mental issues, with depression, with substance abuse. License issues come into play, livelihood. If I go see a therapist and they diagnose me with depression and I'm a physician, could this potentially come up to cause me problems later? And really, it's not the culture of itself also is not very open to it. It's you're a physician, you know, patients need to be seen. Patients do come first. And I think slowly, as the rest of healthcare is realizing, as we're losing providers, nurses, that we are human, we do have issues that need to be addressed, and it has to be addressed in real time. We do have a situation coming where if we don't take care of the healthcare providers we have now, who's going to take care of us and our future generations? Because there's a lot of physicians getting out, whether it's because of the electronic medical record or is it the rate of return of how much I'm putting into it and how much of a price am I paying? So I think just being aware and recognizing that we do got to change along with the healthcare system, the way it's changing, but how do we take care of our providers? I think it's going to be very important in the next 10 to 20 years.
Dr. Daniel Pacheco is the Chief Medical Officer at Banner Behavioral Hospital. Daniel, thank you.
Thank you.